Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line is the Commissioner Andre Hertley-Gaum, the Commissioner at the South African Human Rights Commission. A very, very good morning, and thank you for taking the time to speak to us.
Good morning. Thank you very much. Good morning to the listeners.
So it's a tremendously challenging situation. The WITS student protest, the terrible images that we saw this week, the death of a person who, never mind if they, were part of the protest or not, is completely irrelevant, but, the death of a person. It's, how does the South African Human Rights Commission get involved to try and assist in this type of situation?
Yes, well, first of all, there is the matter of NSFAS and the problems there, as well as the funding. We now understand that at Wednesday's cabinet meeting, another 10 billion rands has been made available for purposes of first-year students. So I think that is one of the most important reasons for this protest. So we're quite happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
But secondly, there is the protest action matter and, also the handling of the police of protests in South Africa. And we think that leaves a lot to be desired, and that the South African Police Service is not managing protest action well.
Mm.
We're doing interventions in that regard. We've been in contact with the Commissioner of Police in the Gauteng province. But also at the national level, we are, trying to see how we can intervene and assist the police in making sure that they, start managing these situations better. But secondly, there is also the important factor that in terms of our constitution, protest action is constitutionally protected when it is peaceful and unarmed. And I am afraid that, in many instances, that is not the case in our country. And therefore, everyone should also know and understand that when protest action is not peacefully exercised and unarmed, then it is not constitutionally protected.
We've definitely seen an increase in these types of incidents over the last while. Whether it's because social media is now more prominent and people are sharing it, but we are seeing more incidents where the police are overstepping. Is that anecdotal, or is that actually happening on the ground?
Well, I think it's a question of the approach of the police in managing protest action, and I think that leaves a lot to be desired, unfortunately. I am not saying that all police officers are overstepping at all, but there seems to be a bit of training that needs to take place with regard to the police, and they almost get the impression that they see these protest action events as an opportunity to show muscle or whatever the case may be. So that attitude needs to change.
Mm. In terms of the students, what happens now with them? How do you play a role in trying to reach some form of compromise or manage the situation?
Yes, well, as I say, the reason for these protests has surely been the, especially with regard to first-year students, the lack of funds, apparently, on NSFAS's side. So the problem there is that, it appears to be poor planning on the side of government, because they give all kinds of reasons, COVID-19 and so on, why the necessary budget is not available. But the point is that, if you have a scheme like NSFAS and you have a rule that the qualifying students in terms of a means test can access these funds, then you need to make sure that there's enough funds there. And therefore, it's poor planning. That's the way we view it, at least. And we're very grateful for the 10 billion that has apparently now been made available by Cabinet on Wednesday. But going forward, we're having a meeting with NSFAS on Monday to discuss these issues. because there are also other issues that seems to relate to management and seems to relate to the administration that needs to be addressed. And we'll see how that meeting goes and then decide on what the steps forward are.
Mm-hmm. Are we expecting to see these types of demonstrations? I mean, I think they have already started spreading, but can we expect them to spread throughout the country?
Well, I think it depends on to what extent the 10 billion that's been made available now by Cabinet will indeed address the issues at hand. And that is basically financial exclusion. Students.
Unfortunately, that is where we have to leave it there. Commissioner André Hertlikam, Commissioner at the South African Human Rights Commission, speaking to us about the Wits protest and how the South African Human Rights Commission intends to help protesting students.